baby, if you ever wondered, whatever became of me. I'm living on the air in Cincinnati.
Here it is, podcast, November 22nd, 2021. It's my sister's birthday today, so happy birthday, Sherry.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And also, in this day in history, in 1978, WKRP, a radio station in Cincinnati, decided that they were going to drop turkeys out of an elevator.
Yeah, turkey drop. With
the old turkey drop. That's right. 33-year anniversary of that historic event where they bombed the... Pinewood shopping mart with live turkeys. Yeah. And also on this day in 1963, John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas.
Yep. And we just got to wait just a little bit longer to find out that it was a three-letter agency.
Yeah. And apparently, I guess Biden has even locked up the files a little bit longer.
Lock them up.
So guys, it's supposed to come out now, like all the...
Yeah, it was supposed to, and then
it
got pushed back.
Now it got pushed back again, because Joe's still alive. No. There must be still a few of them alive out there who did it.
That's what shitty is it? Yeah, you're just gonna wait till everybody's dead and go. Oh, by the way, this is who
But
they're all gone. So.
Yeah, they're all gone now, so it's okay.
Yeah, nothing we can do now. But man, if we had told you that before, would you have been mad?
Yeah. You know, and I was thinking about, you know, I remember watching the Oliver Stone movie JFK, where he took the case of
Oswald?
Jim Garrison, the lawyer and the prosecutor in New Orleans.
Okay.
And took the case showing that there was a conspiracy to kill John F. Kennedy because of, you know, other mafia, maybe mafia related people.
Yeah, he did have enemies.
And
sure.
But he made one good point that I always think about.
Yeah.
In the movie where Jim said, you know, who was the biggest prophet? You know, Kennedy wanted us out of Vietnam.
Right.
He was talking with Khrushchev at the time. You know, we already had the Cuban Missile Crisis, the Bay of Pigs folly. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so Kennedy was going to, you know, bust up, you know, really the military industrial complex.
Yeah.
Which never really works out well. So who had the benefit? Okay. Well, Lyndon Johnson, because he had like huge interest in Brown & Root out of Houston, Texas, which goes everywhere the military goes, pretty much.
So was that like, I guess at that time, the, you know, the modern day equivalent of like, you know, the, private companies that make, you know, a lot of the weapons companies that are escaping my mind now for some reason.
I know exactly
Raytheon,
what you're saying.
Like,
yeah,
shit like
all
that.
Those guys. Yeah.
So if that's the case, then yeah, maybe he did have a financial
interest. Well, I mean, once he took office, I mean, he escalated the Vietnam War.
Yeah, so that's enough money for him to maybe kill a sitting president? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. You don't know. I mean, who knows in this day and age, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and then they painted Oswald as a communist.
They did.
He obviously he probably was. I'm pretty sure he was. But he even said it like when they drug him into jail in Dallas, he said, "I'm nothing but a patsy."
Yeah. And that's
and they found, you know, their guy who fit all the profiles because, you know, he'd already been like an activist, like, you know, after the Bay of Pigs in New Orleans and, you know, hands off Cuba, spent time, defected to Russia. And then left Russia and came back to the United States with his Russian wife.
It's so, good, yes.
Yes, it's good. That's good. Like, and then, the FBI and the CIA and all the other intelligence agencies said they followed him around after he got back in the States, and they didn't really feel like he was any kind of threat.
Hmm.
You know, even though he was, you know, especially with the Cuban thing, you know, he was very against the United States being and overthrowing Fidel Castro.
Yeah, that's true.
So he was. So Oswald was definitely a communist.
But like you said, you know, maybe he was a patsy.
But he was a patsy. He was a guy who fit the profile.
Which would be the first time that's happened.
And then, and maybe that little piece in New Orleans was part of the back, you know, where he could be set up with the right people and put in the right places.
Hmm.
You know, I don't know.
Possibly.
You know, it's all conspiracy. I understand.
Well, we already know that it's like shady shit. Because, I mean, they had that bullet that they just like basically tossed a bullet down and like, oh, right. Look, we found the bullet that's perfectly intact.
Which is funny. I just watched the guy doing some tests on that. Like he was doing some, like some backyard tests and he'd actually bought the Italian model and and did some like, you know, like had a ballistics head made and to see if like, you know, this bullet would stay pristine after, you know, it being, you know, shot through like a head.
No,
and,
actually
he pulled he shot it through a head and then had to go into like big blue water jugs to like keep it to catch it. And it didn't look that bad. It actually didn't look that bad after like even it went. I mean, the biggest one they're talking about is the magic bullet theory that went to like his neck and then
the fragments
and then turned and then went down, you know, Conley's leg
back and to the left.
Back to the left. Back and to the left.
That, my friends, is one magic movie.
But yeah, so you know, we will never know. Actually, probably.
Hopefully, in our lifetime, they'll at least be like, "Oh, by the way."
Oh, by the way, yeah, the government did kill JFK. Yeah. Just sorry.
We're gonna be a bunch of old fucks by then. Sorry. You know, people are gonna be like, "Who's Kennedy?
Yeah, who's that guy? Yeah. Are you with some president? Like, doing this in space?"
I don't know why, you know, we're just hanging out on the set of Teen Mom, but apparently, in the future, that's all there is to do.
But I guess on the saddest note of yesterday was the SUV that drove through the Christmas parade there in Kenosha.
Yeah, I don't know.
Kenosha, Wisconsin. I'm probably not saying it right. I think it's Kenosha.
Just do the best you can and assume you're doing it wrong.
Let's see. That's there it is. That's Gideon.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Kenosha, later.
Kenosha. I thought I had that up.
Oh, I know it's not Kenosha.
That's, it's not Kenosha.
We're done with that for now.
Anyway,
yeah, that was horrible. Yeah. I didn't watch any of the videos. And that, like, I've seen shit like
I've
it,
seen, I've seen some pieces. You know, of course, you know, I've heard everybody talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just tragic. I think the DA is in some hot water about it because apparently they let that guy out.
There's a...
This is the guy here.
Yeah, I was reading a news article on it, and there's comments below, and people were a couple of people were there, or said that they were there and saw him.
Daryl Brooks. Daryl Brooks is the man they arrested.
Hmm.
Apparently, he got out on $1,000 bond, but he was in jail for like some other violent crime, I believe.
So
and,
that's
and
why
he just gotten out of jail like 2 days ago. So.
So the first thing, you know,
sure, he's a victim of systemic racism that's inherent in the system.
Well, we'll have to see. He might be more of a,
which made him lash out against, you know, people trying to enjoy themselves at a Christmas parade.
He might be. You never know. He might be doing a Sean King thing. He looks pretty light.
Yeah, he's yeah, he's definitely a little light. So I mean, probably mix.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't care. It doesn't matter, but, you know.
Well, you know, I think
the tragedy is that this guy got released from jail and then went out and injured 40 people and killed 5.
Yeah, I think what you're implying is that, like, this is why the media is not covering it the same way that they would if
right. If it was some, some crazy Trump supporter went out and ran people down in their SUV, in their red SUV, and sped off.
When I heard about it this morning and one of my friends told me about it, I was like, oh, shit. So I went and I looked up the article, and the first thing I noticed, because I read a lot of fucking articles, and a lot of the titles, depending on the political leaning, they get pretty hyperbolic, like to the point where it's like, all right, yeah, I can see what you're already trying to do. You're just counting on people not reading the article and just look at the headline and then getting emotional about it.
I heard them one say that, I don't know who it was, but said that this is the backlash of the Rittenhouse verdict.
Oh, yeah. Well, people weren't trying to jump to conclusions just yet. Let me see if I can pull up the actual headline title, because like with everything that's been going on, with all the headlines of news that we've seen, something like this should have had a pretty bombastic title.
Right.
Headline to it. So let me just pop over here real quick and read the headline. Because I've already read the article. No, but I don't remember the
Yeah, it's okay. But yeah, like I said, it's a sad thing, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, children and women and
yeah,
people horrible. Got injured. We're not really sure. They haven't really released any of the people who probably, you know, got killed by this guy.
Yeah, not yet. They got to make sure you contact all families.
Just makes me, you know, it's like every day I just get a little bit more disgusted, you know.
Yeah.
By this Fair bullshit. Enough. By this bullshit. You know, I mean, you got this guy who just—I mean, I know this is what they want. This is what I sometimes believe that the radical left wants. They want that they—that's why these leftists, you know, prosecutors turn these criminals, these degenerates, loose back on the streets because they want to demoralize the average citizen. Like, see how hopeless it is. See, you can't even be safe in your own neighborhood. That's why, you know, that's like the whole push for defund the police. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's about taking away safety from the average American and then sending a hopelessness across the nation. Where it's like, I mean, what did they say at the Rittenhouse case? What did the prosecutor say? He said, you know, why'd you take a gun to a fist fight? You couldn't have fought your way. Yeah. You couldn't fight your way out.
Verifiably false. Like it's,
yeah. I'm just like, oh, so, you know, it's so you're not allowed to defend yourself.
No, you know? And it's, yeah.
it just pisses me off. And I think it's disgusting that, you know, these people get away with it. And then you have the media jumping out there. You know, we can just name the names and you'll go, oh, yeah. You know,
yeah,
spouting racist, you know, dogma, communist dogma.
Well, specifically CNN, MSNBC, you know.
Joy Reid and all that. Yeah. It's just like after the Rittenhouse verdict, where they unanimously found him not guilty of all charges,
right.
They're all out there going, see, this is what happens when you live in the white, you know, racist supremacy out there just running rampant.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about all of this, is between when the trial started and like as it goes on, it became something that was a little more split, like on just specifically on the left. Like you have, you know, like you said, the radical left, and they're gonna, you know, exactly what they're gonna do, and they're just gonna double down to the end of it. Right. Especially the grifting pieces of shit like Don Lemon and everybody is making fucking money off of it.
Right.
But you know, it was more nuanced than I think a lot of conservatives might realize. Just, you know, listening to all the discussions, and there's more what's left of the centrist. More centrist Democrats or moderate, whatever you want to call them, that were like, no, this is, you know, it's just like, I don't like any of these people either, but this is just not the case. Like you watch the video and it's just, and these people are still like, they're just going nuts. And it was an intense argument. I wouldn't say it was split, you know, exactly 50-50. I don't know the percentage, but I was surprised at how, you know, even now afterwards that people have kind of, less people are talking radically. The same ones that are doing it just the same amount, but I think some people might be starting to wake up a little bit.
Well, I think people are just getting sick of it. And even after the verdict, you know, there were some protests and things like that, but it wasn't like to the scale that we saw last year.
Oh no, well that was a pretty big scale.
not to the scale. I mean, I've watched some of the footage from, you know, some of the protests, and they're not that big.
No,
you know,
no, they weren't even the one.
I thought to myself,
one that went through here.
Yeah, I thought to myself, you know what it is? They lost all their funding. the Democrats don't need them now. They don't need to send out their thugs and extra people and shipping them in on buses and crossing state lines and you know.
Well, you know the old saying, an army marches on its wallet.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's very true. And then you know, then you just have your local boobs out there, you know.
I said boobs. But I think compared then to now, because this is kind of the same thing that happened towards the end of the Obama era when Black Lives Matter had tearing shit, you know.
Yeah.
To start with, they get these people. Williams. What they do is the media jumps to conclusions about things.
Yeah.
They get people all emotionally entangled up in it. And then more evidence comes out as happens in cases, which even then there's a few cases that are fucked up, but they're not enough to go around tearing shit up.
Right.
But anyway, that's beside the point. So like, you know, these more information comes out, the media gets, because they've already got their big fragile egos all fucking tangled up in it. So now they can't go back because they've already dug themselves so fucking deep before anything's even started that, like, if they would, if they made a retraction, it would really hurt their, you know, quote unquote reputation.
But yeah, but they continue to spout the lie.
Yeah, that's what they have to do. Just keep driving, keep digging
stick
further.
The lie. They got to stick the lie.
I know, boys. I mean, we'll dig up.
We'll dig up. But I mean, like, the even after the, you know, the shooting with Kyle Rittenhouse, you know, and I remember when it, you know, when it happened and kind of, you know, familiar there. And then, and I'm like, let's hold on a second, you know. Well, first of all, I was like, well, this isn't good for sure. This is not good.
Oh, no.
You know, we have a 17-year-old kid who is in, you know, Kenosha, Wisconsin, shooting people. But there's got to be more.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, the mainstream was kicking out, oh, you know, white supremacist Trump supporter starts, you know, gunning down BLM protesters. That was kind of the narrative that they were all putting out.
Yeah.
And I was like, we need to calm the fuck down here for a second. And let's check it out, you know?
Mm-hmm. But they did the same. You think they did the same thing with the shootings before, like the officer involved shootings.
Right. And even with the Jacob Blake thing, that which caused the riots.
Right.
They said he was an innocent black man shot 8 times in the back by police.
Yeah.
Unarmed black man.
Check out the Crowder stream on that one. That's cause, and I mean, or even just, you know, watch some body cam footage for 5 fucking minutes. So you can see the guy came back. You know, this is the guy who had previously...
His girlfriend called the police.
Force-fingered his fucking ex-girlfriend with her, you know, couldn't her, and then she got a restraining order that... helped, because when he came back and then the officers tried to deal with him, then he walked around in the driver's side of the vehicle, which there was a knife right under the floorboard. So that's why he got mag dumped.
And he had the kids already in the SUV. Like, you see one body cam footage where, like, one of the, police officers shot him, but you can see those kids sitting in the back seat.
But, of course, they're like, they play that up like it's, you know, they shot him with ketchup in the car. I'm like, well, if you understand the situation, that's why that happened. And it's like, it's they just, I said, they keep doubling down on stupid shit.
And then you know, vigilante Rittenhouse goes out and starts, you know, taking law into his own hands.
Well, I think,
excuse me,
a lot of people can agree, definitely not everybody, that nobody should have been there.
Nobody.
And the reason that they were there is because the people that fucking run Kenosha failed to protect its citizens.
Right.
So people had to defend themselves, because you could call 911, but guess what? During the riots, they weren't going to, there's nothing they could fucking do. They're not going to show up. So it's not like before, you know, when at CVS, he thought he was going to shoot people. Fuck you. Like, you took that out of context purposely. I know what you're doing. Stop your little fucking games. So it's, and then what did he do after that? He called 911.
Yeah, exactly. So he called 911, told people.
Yeah.
Told him.
So he didn't do it that time because he is under threat of serious bodily harm or death. And even if he did call the police, it's in the middle of a fucking riot. It's,
yeah.
If the police could show up, there wouldn't be a fucking riot.
Like, exactly. And from what I understand, that, you know, I think Kenosha told their police to stand down.
That's the problem.
You know?
That's the problem right there. That's what caused it. Right. That's what caused all of it. Because they're like, oh, I got a virtue signal so we can win an election.
I win my election. And
that matters more than your life.
It matters more than your neighborhood
and
your life. And, you know, I got to be elected so I can continue to spread my horrible policies and continue to rip you off.
The police need reform. I do think that. But that doesn't involve just carte blanche fucking
goodbye
defunding.
Yeah,
because then you just end up with people defending themselves like Rittenhouse, and you don't want that either, do you? So you don't want, it's not that you want to have no police, you just want selective enforcement to where, you know, if they do something to you, then you want them to show up. But if you want to do something to somebody else, then they can't.
Right.
So that's the idea.
That's the idea, and nothing
could ever work like that.
The continuous destabilization of America, and like said, that they want to create this hopelessness. Like, you need us. See, if you didn't have all these guns on the streets, you wouldn't be getting shot now, would you?
I just think people are really easily manipulated, especially when you play to, you know, emotions and stuff. That, like, all their stuff has a little aspect of truth to it. And then they just write out this entire narrative of bullshit.
Yep.
So it's the like truth. They should have been should be watching the Armin Arbery case, like that one. Those guys are going to prison.
Those guys are pretty much going to go to prison.
But that's why they're not going to. They know it. But even then, like, you can play the narrative like it's a couple of hillbillies fucking killing a black guy,
killing a black kid.
But nope, that doesn't matter. But the
the white kid who killed two white guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then, yeah. I was talking about Jacob Blake, but yeah. Then there's a Rosenbaum. Yeah. Like, what a fucking martyr.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, you can really pick him, can't you?
Yeah. Good job. Rosenbaum was a victim, according to Blasio.
Well,
I was like, what about his nine victims that he, you know, molested between the ages of 9 and 11 years old? You know.
He was over there. Maybe
he's hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, he was hanging out with old Ghislaine
Maxwell, who I hear is getting ready to go on to jury being picked, apparently.
Before we segue into that, cool. Real quick, Wakesha parade. So this was the title on Wakesha. CBS. Wakesha Holiday Parade evacuated following emergency event involving gunshots, speeding vehicle.
Yeah.
So does that sound like a typical headline for mainstream media?
Thing. Yeah.
Rather than, you know, like you said, if it had been somebody who even just looked like a Trump supporter, you know?
Oh, yeah. And then like it took them all day, you know, like yesterday they didn't even talk about who they.
Yeah, that's why I was like, well, that's kind of odd.
I kept trying to find like, I was like, well, I'm sure they got to figure out who it is. I mean,
by now,
those,
you know, tearing down, he made it. I forget how many intersections he went across. It was a lot. It was like half a mile.
Yeah. It's pretty hard to hide a beat up, you know, red SUV that you just, you know, plowed through a crowd of innocent victims.
There's a camera between here and there and you'll be able to identify who it was.
But yeah, they just kept, and I guess the Crowder had scanner audio on his show and was playing it, and basically they had him yesterday. They pretty much, you know, person of interest, as they like to call it all the time, you know, they're a person of interest.
Well, yeah, they have to do that until they actually get, you know, read their rights
in charge, right.
So there's probably being interviewed,
yeah,
and then if they feel like they have enough where they can be like, all right, you know, it's charge them, and then
but yeah, the media was definitely hiding his you know.
Yeah,
which is
strange. Do you think something that horrible?
Something that horrible.
They'd be jumping all over it.
It was the same. Remember the shooter in Colorado at the King Super?
Yep, there's one in Texas too. High school shooting. Remember when school shootings were popular? Oh yeah. Man, those were the days.
Those were the good old days.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be back some point.
Yeah,
the media does drive a lot of the violence that's happened in the past, like fucking 15 years.
Yeah, but the whole media is, you know, pissed off that, you know, that Kyle Rittenhouse was acquitted.
Of course.
But they forgot to talk about the Florida man who got acquitted for self-defense.
Florida man.
Yeah, there's a Florida man that actually.
There's always a Florida
where
man.
Where I guess the FBI had like poked a hole in his wall and he didn't know what the hell was going on. It was nighttime and I guess they were raiding his house and he didn't know it. And he woke up and shot them.
Oh, shit.
And then they fired back and killed his girlfriend. And then they blamed him for killing the girlfriend.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And then apparently he was acquitted on Friday, the same day Kyle Rittenhouse.
Well,
was for self-defense.
You can find that out pretty easily when you pull the rounds out of the girlfriend and go like, these aren't his.
Yeah, because as soon as there's an officer involved shooting, they go get your gun.
Yeah,
everybody, give me your guns. We got to go run the forensics on it.
It's part of the process.
We got to know where all the bullets came from.
Yep, we're not going to Kennedy this whole thing.
Yeah,
fucking. But now, even then, like I don't know.
But he was acquitted, but he was a black man. Yeah, you know, there's, you know.
Yeah, so that would have been reasonable, but it's...
No, that wasn't important enough.
Nah.
Because, you know...
Yeah, you see, because I didn't even fucking hear about that.
I know.
And I just went through this whole diatribe about how many articles I read.
Yeah.
I'm fucking full of shit.
You're full of shit.
I know.
But, so, I mean, you know, I was home on Friday, so I actually saw them, you know, read the verdict live.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
And I physically was fucking worried for that kid. Like, I was fucking nervous.
A lot of people were.
It wasn't. It wasn't just the fact that I was worried for him. I was worried about like the fabric of America, you know, and what it would mean. It was like, even if you don't know what juries are gonna do.
Yeah, like let's say you know they had enough jury intimidation to come out with a guilty verdict, just to like, and you know,
just to appease the mob
and be like, oh no, we got doxxed by MSNBC. Now we're fucked.
Yeah.
And they were like guilty. I think that would have been the last straw for a lot of people. And you know, hopefully not, but who knows, you might have seen like a Wakesha event on that side because of it. So thank fuck, you know, the judge did his job. Right.
The judge I thought did a stellar job. I mean, he wasn't
the defense,
the defense did a great job. Yeah. I've watched that guy do quite a few, you know, interviews.
And the prosecution did a good job playing the defense too.
Really playing the defense and
really making it easy for him.
So did you point your gun at Kyle Rittenhouse? Yes.
That's what he say, like, I saw my bicep vaporize. Like,
it's like, here's your star witness. There he is.
It was a serious trial, but that one is okay.
But the prosecution argument was that they thought he was an active shooter and they were trying to.
Yeah, no, that's bullshit.
I'm like, but I was like, what is a felon doing with a gun? Because that guy was a felon.
Yeah, it was previous charges. He
just gets to him.
For guns, yeah.
For guns. He's a felon. He's got a gun. Oh. It's like the whole thing, like the Rosenbaum thing, a total pedophile. The other guy, like, that he killed, strangled his girlfriend and smacked his grandmother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, some savory people you guys prop up out there for us.
I just wonder.
These victims out there, look how terrible they are. They're killed by that white supremacist, Kyle Rittenhouse. Can you believe it? These people are heroes.
Yeah.
Out there. Black people fighting for black people's rights.
Man, fucking kids.
Dumbasses.
I also I think that felons should be able to own firearms, because currently they can't, obviously.
Right.
So I don't know. You know, I'm a little more on the libertarian side for sure.
Let's say if somebody was a felon, mm-hmm. you know, and it's been, I don't know, 20 years since they've
maybe
been
a time limit,
you know, where they're able to go and prove that, you know, that,
or
that they're not a threat and they're just going to have it for self-defense. I think, yeah. I don't know, why would that be a problem?
And I mean, this one, I don't know. So I wonder, I know it's, you know, any felons are violent, and I think it's ones that were like for a non-violent thing. Like I knew a guy, his friend stole an ATV, and it was I guess a new one, so it was grand theft. So like he got charged, but he was there, so he got charged too with it.
Guilt by association.
Yeah, basically is what ended up happening. And yeah, so he's like, can never own a gun.
You can never own a gun, right?
Because my idiot friend stole an ATV.
Yeah.
And so that to me is stupid.
Yeah.
But this guy, you know, owning a gun.
Yeah.
I think that he should have, but I don't know, like, would he have anyway, if he wasn't allowed to?
Well, good thing about criminals, they know how to get guns.
I don't know about that. I'm on the fence about that one. I haven't decided yet.
Yeah, looks like we're getting close to the 30-minute mark here.
Yeah, coming up on it. We'll have some more stuff.
Yeah, we'll have some more stuff. We'll just play this, whatever this is here.
When you just play whatever.
I'm just going to play whatever.
What if it sucks? All right, it's fine. Song's called Pandemic.
Pandemic, yeah.
From Accept.
Keep getting something else.
Are you in double audio?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a metal disease. Anyway, that's us. We'll be back.